Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Mr. Blank, do you have anything to add for the good of the order?
In your packet, there's a letter making reference to LT Associates, and it was more somewhat supportive. Read it, it sounds somewhat supportive of the commission, not real supportive of the previous council's action on LT Associates. And then the other thing, I talked to David Baker yesterday, and he asked when the commission might be available to meet with county council for a workshop dinner, whatever. That's the ordinance, so. Now, he didn't give me a date, so it's kind of hard to say, but.
We're available most Thursday nights that we're not doing this. How about the first, usually that first week of the month, we don't have a meeting of any kind. That would probably be a good time to do it.
But you're talking about April, it's just a matter of finding a location.
Yeah, the only thing I would tell you is that I'll be out of town from March 28th to April 4th, so I'll be gone. You're free to meet, but I won't be able to be there.
Well, he'd like all five of us. They would like all five of us.
Yeah, I would think so. And it doesn't have to be a Thursday or a Wednesday, just whatever day.
I just asked him to get a date. We'd meet again on Wednesday, so to get a date, and preferably a Thursday, was that?
Well, like the first Thursday of the month is a good time, because we don't have normally any meetings scheduled during that time period.
First Thursday. April.
Well, I will be here.
You won't be here.
What's the first Thursday?
Thursday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, we're meeting the 10th, we meet the 10th, the 16th, and the 17th, or the 24th, right? Of April.
And the 24th, Mr. Smith, I'll be out of state.
The 9th.
I'm sorry, Thursday's the 9th? Okay, I'm sorry. So it's the 2nd, and is the first Thursday. That's right. That's right. So it's the 9th and the 23rd, so it's the 9th.
I don't have my calendar for our.
April, it's the 16th. April 16th to the
30th.
Yeah. And the 30th are hearings, and the 22nd's a special.
So it could be, the 9th then would be a Thursday, that's open.
Why come we're all?
It's the holiday.
Okay.
Good Friday.
Well, the 9th would be a good day, then.
Maybe, see, I was asking for the April 9th.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
I'll talk to him tomorrow, and I'll let you know Wednesday at the latest.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right, anyone else have anything?
I have a comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I know some of the matters were a little less involved tonight, but I think the commission deserves some credit for getting rid of 5 out of 6 public hearings tonight, rather than pushing them off to our special meeting. I mean, that should help. If we're able to do that with the ones that are appropriate, it certainly frees up some of our time.
Yeah, and it does help if we can move them along, because we're, as you said, we had somebody in here tonight that had been waiting 23 months.
That was wrong.
That was wrong? Oh, okay.
They applied in April, and we had to hold it till late August because they hadn't been to plus.
Oh, okay. So it was only 18 months.
So it was 18 months, and that was normal.
But that shouldn't be normal. That's terrible.
No, that's true. And we're, there have been questions by some council members that we talked about it a week or so ago, that there may be a need to try to do more public hearings to get it caught up. I gave a report to Vance the other day that we had 152 subdivisions or conditional uses and 150 subdivisions or conditional, I forget which one it was, but, and 77 changes in.
In the queue? Is that what?
That came about since January 1st of 06. And of that 379, we had 73 expedited applications.
Well,
that's the crux of why people are taking that long, because of that number.
I know.
Mostly. And majority of those 73, we had one tonight, were utility companies, a few firehouses, and a few schools. And some that might have been MPHU projects where we're mandated to.
We have to.
Rush, or other state projects. We've had a few bar pits and a few schools and a few yards for double dot, something like that. Very few of them are actually personal expedited applications. or somebody just said do it. Fairview.
Well, the frustrating part for me as a commissioner is these public utilities. They're getting priority, and then they come in, and they don't even have a timeline.
Right.
I mean, there's no rush. It'd be different if there was a public need to get it approved.
I think the need for expediting public utilities has passed. I agree that when we first did it, I think they were trying to catch up. But I think now it's like this one right here. They couldn't even tell us when they're going to put this tower up, but they just want permission to do it.
Well, when they applied?
When?
December.
They applied December of 2008,
yep.
And they're on the agenda now.
They've been heard.
And can't tell us when they want the tower put up. Well, then that's something I think we need to consider. Unless they have a good reason, I don't think it should be automatic. I don't know. If, I mean,
originally the thought was that the firehouse, the school, the utility company provide electric,
if there's a health issue.
I think it needs to be at the discretion of the director or somebody. They have to give you a reason why it should be expedited.
My discretion only goes so far, but I tell certain people all the time that I don't like expediting applications.
Maybe that's something that could be addressed at a special meeting where they have to...
Well, we'll talk it over with the council.
I think the only one that I know of that has been built was the electric co-op down...
Yeah, look, most of the time electric co-op...
Most
of the time electric co-op, when they say they need it, they need it.
They need it,
was maybe one that was delayed right to the end of the 3 years, but it was built. And then that was probably the substation on Route 9 near Duke's Lumber Company Road. They had one they needed to expand, and they... took a year or so to get it done, but they did get it done. And the only one that wasn't was the one in Rodney's area where one of the Justice boys, had a bar pit, and then they applied for electric utility. They didn't build that. Then Elton Murray came in and applied for a storage facility and ended up building it for itself. Didn't even make it commercial, used it for his own personal vehicles. That's the only one that I can remember that wasn't built within a reasonable time.
Well, for a variety of reasons, we have this backlog, but the bottom line is we have a backlog, and it's got to be a terrible way to try to do business with the time lapse between application and getting in front of us, and then what we're seeing with our time extensions of then going through Army Corps of Engineers and other agencies. I think if we could speed up the... cut down on the backlog, we'd be doing everyone a favor. Well, the
backlog started in 2005.
And I really just catch up to
that part.
The people I'm more concerned about aren't the big subdivision developers. Mm-hmm. It's just the cost of doing business for them. I'm thinking about like a lot of folks we had tonight who are small business people who are trying to make a living or trying to facilitate something, and they end up having to wait. You know, it's almost wish we could get two lines going. One for
the big guys and the little guys.
We've started that like the APD tonight. That's something we just automatically hit, but it's quick.
Right.
But a few weeks ago, we did a one-lot subdivision that had to go through a major because he didn't have a street existing. That Mr. Brickman, I think his name was.
Right.
That was quick. But even those sometimes.
Right. We had a two-lot subdivision where it lasted 2 hours.
We had 1 hour of a 40-lot subdivision with no opposition, and a two-lot subdivision that took an hour.
The staff has been doing an excellent job as far as trying to guess what the appropriate agenda length should be, and you know, if we have to get a little more aggressive, I guess we'll just have to get a little more aggressive.
Well, those amendments that you talked about are going to help a little bit because it'll take some of the agenda off of you guys and more onto the staff.
I think eventually we should be back to something a little more realistic, but I mean, I even think 6 months is plenty of time for somebody to wait and get on an agenda.
Well, right now, just because of the economy now, I've got a box on my desk that's got, I believe, 4 applications in it.
Right. Well,
and that's how many subdivisions have we had this year?
This year?
Yeah.
2.
So we have 2 subdivisions, maybe 3 conditional uses, and maybe, and we've had 3 or 4 rezonings, but 2 of them were repeats, like Mr. Roddick.
Right.
He came back quick too.
Yeah, he did. Well, we I'm sure we expedited that. So, well, I know it's a problem that'll take care of itself eventually. I just think it's a shame some of these folks have to wait so long.
But the problem that takes care of itself eventually.
Yeah.
I hope.
Well, that's my other thought. My other thought is we better take. Maybe we should. Maybe we need to step on it and get caught up because. You know, we know we've got a law here coming,
right?
But we don't know how long that's going to last either.
But if there's not a mechanism put in for when it turns, then you just create the same problem later.
Right.
You create the same problem now that you created in 05.
Yeah. I mean, this is a problem that started 4 years ago, and we're still dealing with it.
And the other thing is that we're also going to be inundated with ordinances. A timeline when we get to the ordinance done for the comp plan. We got to wait to get it.
Well,
are we still waiting for URDC on those? And what's the status?
We don't know.
Maybe we need to establish
got some a fourth meeting just for ordinances. We haven't heard anything recent.
Okay,
I'll fix it.
Seven weeks from tonight, the commission will be comprised, as it stands now, of three members for that meeting. Is it beyond the pale to try to reschedule that April 30th meeting, or are you comfortable going into it with Mr. Burton, Mr. Gordy, and Chairman Wheatley?
As long as they show up.
I understand.
If not, we schedule automatically. We've had three on occasion before.
Yeah, it's happened before.
I don't know that we've scheduled April 30th yet. I'd have to look. And I can pick and choose a little bit, not much, but I don't like to, but I can try to make it a little smoother.
I think that would help expedite matters because...
I don't think it's been scheduled yet.
Because, you know, if it's not in our areas and the remaining commissioners act upon it, then that saves time of Mr. Smith and myself.
If you don't have it, what I can do is look at that it is in your three areas.
Right.
We can do that.
If I haven't scheduled it already, I have to look.
Find the stuff that's in the, that's our... All right, anything else for good of the order? You're not... We stand adjourned.